Com。
TalkZone presents The League of Dads, featuring Christopher Smith, the show that helps fathers know their legal and constitutional rights and helps them with custody and child support issues. Here's your host for The League of Dads, Christopher Smith.
Thank you for coming in, sitting with me for another edition of The League of Dads Talk Radio here on TalkZone.com. Got an interesting show for you today. I think I went back to the League of Dads office and got a whole bunch of information from there that is pretty much the essence of the League of Dads and getting back to what we do and helping you guys understand the strength of the League of Dads. Of course, I'm going to start the show, get back to format now, people. Going to have some emails. I'm going to read off a couple of emails. I got about 10, but I'm going to just narrow it down to 3. Don't want to really get too much into that. Also, on the Just My Thoughts segment on the show that I like to do around 1:30, or sometimes I push it back to when we come back off for the second break. Going to talk about some interesting stuff that happened in the news from the last time we broadcast. And that's pretty much it. So let's get started with this edition of the League of Dads Talk Radio. I'm going to start with some emails. I'm going to start with these. Like I said, I narrowed it down to about three. And I'm going to start with Samantha. Samantha is from Springfield, Illinois. And Samantha says, "You stated on your last show that when a woman says, 'I don't need a man,' it's a cancer. Why?" Okay. Basically, what Samantha is asking is, I said on the last show that when a woman says that I don't need a man, of course, by reading the question, that it is a cancer. The reason why I say that is to me, you hear me say this all the time, and what I talk about all the time is transition. I think that if you or any individual talks about something that is bad, then you pretty much you're not going to believe in it, no matter how much somebody try and talk to you about it to get you to understand their point or their view about it. You're not going to understand it. When I hear a woman say, "I don't need a man," that is what I am thinking. How could you say such a thing? And as a matter of fact, God designed women to need a man and designed man to need a woman. But keeping it in the context of what I was talking about, Samantha, I basically kept it in its purest form. I was talking about once a woman gets successful, you will hear that said more times than not. If a woman, in my opinion, states that only after they're successful now that they no longer need a man, then what exactly in their head is the use of a man? Once they're successful making money, they don't need a man. Well, then you must only assume that in their mind, their use for a man is pretty much only financial. My child's mama, Tia Bradley, brought that point home. Once she decided that, when I first met her, by the way, she was a college student and she was working at Enterprise Rent-A-Car. She left Enterprise Rent-A-Car to go work for Bifus Mercedes-Benz in South Orange. Bifus Mercedes-Benz had closed down, leaving her to the point where she had no employment, then got a job as a fire extinguisher saleswoman. I told her, quit that job. There's no way you're going to be walking around from door to door selling fire extinguishers. Our relationship was beautiful then. Once she got to her current employer, Prudential Home Investments, or whatever division of Prudential that she works in, I can't say nothing to her. Nothing that I said means anything. But making around $80,000, seems like it's a lot of money, and now she doesn't need a man. So I hope that answers your question. I hope I got a little bit clearer about that. Basically, transition. You can't transition yourself to hate something and then out of the blue like it. It takes therapy. I tell a lot of individuals when they come to a seminar, a League of Dads seminar, that one thing men don't do that women do all the time is, men, we don't talk about our problems. Because we don't talk about our problems, most of the decisions that a man make are uncalculated. It's just, a spinoff of a testosterone overload. So what I do, and I tell a lot of individuals to do, go seek counsel, some type of therapy for your problem. It does help. It does work. And that is my opinion on the matter. And I would always believe that works. If a woman says at any point in time, I don't need a man, then there's a problem there. There's something that she has been through, and it's best to go talk to somebody about it. Going to go talk to your girlfriends about it, that's not help. That's only going to add to your problem. Okay, got another email I'm going to read. It's from Deborah, and Deborah's from Queens. It says, why did you wait so long before mentioning your child's mother's name on the radio? Deborah, I kind of answered that, but to ask me that, I think you want a little bit more. I don't think the reason that I gave you on the radio last week is something you want to hear. So I'm going to read more into that, and I'm going to give you a better reason, a deeper reason why I said what I said, the answer that I gave at that time. And the answer that I gave at that time was somewhere in the nature of I'm not giving my situation the respect due anymore from my standpoint. I'm going to still be discreet with my business, but far as an individual just exploiting family, thinking that they're hurting one individual, is something that I must come up to speed on. In the Just My Thoughts segment of last week's show, I kind of gave an example of the League of Dads News Radio. And in the League of Dads News Radio, and I said it in that edition of the last week's show, that I was listening to Mary Mary, which is it's a gospel CD. Mary Mary may have a song called A Super Friend. And in that song, they had an individual that did a hip hop segment of the song. His name is David Banner. He said in his 16 bars is what they call their little hip hop segment of the song. He said that a devil can't fight in the light. So the devil likes to keep things in the dark. The two connections that I made by saying my child's mom name is basically giving you a sign of things to come. And to get deeper into it, I'm going to give it about 3 minutes. To get deeper into it, Deb, I'll tell you this. Everything in life needs maintenance. And my family with my child's mom and my daughter, I've been pretty much playing that game for way too long. As I stated on the show, that I truly don't believe this individual goes to court and tell everybody how she is. So what I did this between last time we broadcast, Deb, and today, I sent Atiyah Bradley a letter. I'm sorry, a postcard. I sent her a postcard, and I basically said in that postcard, for way too long I have been dealing with a woman with devilish intent. For way too long I have been dealing with an individual that was not discreet, but now I am up to speed on this, on these actions. I no longer want what I wanted before. I now want what you want. But I just need to make sure that you actually told everybody that you come to court and lie and say I broke in your house when I wanted to know where my child lays her head. You know that's not in my character, but you said it anyway. Do everybody know that you walked away from your child after child support? You know, the judge told you how much child support you were getting. You walked out of courtroom and said, I don't want to have nothing to do with the child anymore. People need to know this. Did you tell everybody that you put me in a hospital? You know, these type of things. I've sent this to a letter. And basically I told her that the League of Dads radio show, she had never heard up until this point. She didn't know I had this show. But I told her about the show on a postcard. I used 8 font, by the way, 8 font, real small. And I told her that out of this empire now comes League of Dad News Talk, League of Dad's News Radio. Deb, basically what I did was, and I was explaining this to, an individual over the weekend, that I can't do it the way I was doing it no more. And the reason why is because everything is nice tucked into court. League of Dads News Radio brings everything to the light. When you remind the devil of their devilish ways, they now have to make it appear as though they are not like that. It's a psychological strategic move. I am going to see to it that everybody in the world knows about Atiyah Bradley. Deb, when I went to pick my child up, I used to have to carry a camcorder with me. And I got on tape. About five incidences left. It's probably the most five strongest incidents that will bring the point home of how this individual is. And I'm going to load those five clips up on the internet. When everything gets into play, I told Atiyah Bradley this in the postcard that I sent her. Deb, what I basically just did was, as I stated, everything needs maintenance. The relationship with my family hasn't had true family maintenance. Like a car, when you don't give it any maintenance, the engine light comes on. The engine light basically is a sign of what's to come. Deb, Atiyah Bradley received the engine light. It is now her move to try and right this wrong. Deb, if Atiyah Bradley insists on going about things the way she want to go, I will see to it that everybody knows just what type of individual she is. I'm not going to fight this in court no more. I'm a businessman. I do things a certain way. I think that in the most successful thing that I've been doing all my life, I need to turn to it to solve my problems. I hope that gave you an example, a reason as to why I waited so long. Deb, okay? I'm going to read the last one. This is from Dawn from Raleigh, North Carolina. It says, can you give a clear example on why men don't get taken down for child support? You started talking about it on your last show. You didn't elaborate on it long enough. You didn't elaborate on the topic long enough. You know what? The funny thing is, Dawn, the reason why I picked your email is because when you sent me this email, I went back and listened to it. You are 100% right. Let me give you a better example of a clearer example of what I was talking about. Well, on the last week's show, I stated that where I'm from, a lot of men don't get taken down for child support. Here's the reason why. A couple of things, Dawn. A lot of women, like I stated, where I'm from, likes a no good man. They love and respect that man so much, they're not going to take him down for child support. They're not going to have any chance of them of respect for this individual lost. So a lot of women will not take their child's father, ex-husband, or whomever for child support out of the possibility that it would completely close the door on any chance of them having a woman getting back together with the individual. That's one example, Dawn. Another example is the fact of the matter is the individual is just not worth nothing to begin with in the first place. They just, you know, unfortunately they had children with a piece of trash. And they know it. You know, simple as that. Okay? Hope that answers your question. I really enjoy all the emails. I wish that you all, you know, if you have any questions or anything, please do send them to me. And that email address is theleagueofdads@yahoo.com. Okay. People, I have told you in previous shows about the Judge Judy tactics that a lot of judges like to employ. I have told you that that is against the court code of ethics. It's called intemperate conduct. Oh, excuse me. I've told you that that is not allowed. I have an interesting situation. As I stated before, I listen to a lot of news radio as well as I said talk radio. But in addition to that, I listen to a lot of news radio. And an interesting thing happened with the case with the People's of New York versus Leggett, L-E-G-G-E-T-T, Leggett, I'm sorry, Leggett. And that is a very interesting case where the judge actually called the criminal, the defense attorney, a clown. Mr. Leggett was the defendant, of course, because it's the people versus the people of New York City versus the people of New York, I'm sorry, versus Leggett. Well, the judge decided to take it upon himself to call the defense attorney a clown. I'm going to get more in depth with that. As I told you before, remember this statement in temperament conduct. And I told you that it is not allowed in no court form. People, let me say it again. I'm just a paralegal. I've studied a couple of three semesters at college, the military was paying for it. Once things happened, they no longer paid for it, and I lost my funding to go to college, so I dropped out of college. After that, I started a law group. We were studying sovereign law. I'm not an attorney. And I truly think that sometimes when I say some things, people just, I've never heard that before, so it's far-fetched. So remember what I told you. Remember what I told you, because I'm going to talk about that case a little bit later on in the show. Okay, what I have in front of me, though, is from the Office of Attorney Ethics, and this is the Supreme Court of New Jersey, and their address is P.O. Box number 963 in Trenton, New Jersey. I'm going to read this letter to you, and I'm going to read this because it is a letter that I actually have it framed. Yeah, I have this letter framed. It is the most powerful letter that the League of Dads has ever received. And when I read it, you'll understand why. Okay. Once again, it's from the Office of Attorney Ethics. People, if you don't know, every judge that ever sat in the bench was an attorney at some point. The judgeship is a reward and a promotion too. Nobody goes from law school to an attorney, to a judge. Okay, I'm going to read this letter. It says, Mr. C. Smith, that'd be me, the League of Dads, and our address at that time, 1507 Stuyvesant Avenue, Union, New Jersey. And it says, complaint against judges. I don't have the original letter that I sent to these guys. I tried to look in the computer, and I think when we purged a lot of files, computer files, I think that letter got discharged. Nevertheless, it says complaint against judges. Okay, dear Mr. Smith, we are in receipt of your letter concerning the conduct of judges in child support matters. The Supreme Court of New Jersey has established an advisory committee on judicial conduct to evaluate grievances against judges. In pursuant to Rule 215-8, the committee is charged with reviewing all allegations that judges are guilty of. And then they got a series of six things that a judge would do that pretty much they're in violation of. And once again, this is a letter. And if you want to send me an email to the League of Dads at Yahoo.com, I will send you a copy of this letter. I'm going to start off reading the rules. Number one, misconduct in office. This is an ethics violation. Misconduct in office. Basically, misconduct in office is, you know, simply said, misconduct in office, a judge just, you know, doing what he or she wants to do. But you know what? Let me read the 1 through 6, and then we'll get more in depth to it after the break. So let me get into it, because I know we got to go on break real soon. So I'm just going to say this. Number one, misconduct in office. Number two, willful failure to perform judicial duties. Number three, incompetence. Number four, intemperate conduct. Intemperate conduct. That sounds like that Judge Judy stuff. Okay. Number five, engaging in bipartisan politics. And number six, conduct prejudicial to the administration of justice that brings the judicial office in dispute. And it says, in closing, be advised, however, the committee cannot consider blanket assertions of misconduct by all judges. If you feel that a specific judge had violated any of the canons of the Code of Judicial Conduct, you may send a written complaint to Advisory Committee on Judicial Conduct, P.O. Box number 37, Trenton, New Jersey. I know that P.O. Box all too well. Listen, people, When we got to go on break now. When we get back, I'm going to break down 1 through 6, League of Dads Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. We'll be right back.